morning, everybody. Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. I would like to ask people and members of the Standing Committee on Improvement Implementation to take place, and we can start. Morning again. May I ask you all to take a seat? I understand, you know, it's our first meeting in Singapore. This morning, everybody is welcoming the others. So we have seen more than 3 months not each other, so I understand very much. But please take a seat that we can start. At least I am waiting for my vice chair. And then we could start immediately.
Where do you want to be? Should we put everything here? Oh, everything. Sorry about it. I stopped up from my room to get something. It's a dangerous thing because by the time you get
right
to the elevator,
no, no.
So take a seat here. Okay. Oh, come here. So, good morning again. This is the meeting of the Standing Committee of Improvements Implementation in Singapore, and my name is Wolf Ulrich Knoben. I'm the elected chair of this of the Standing Committee, and I would like to start the meeting and ask Glenn, could you do a roll call for the members who is available and may be available also on the phone.
Could we start with no, I'll get the map now. Have you got the map, please?
What have you? You're looking for the numbers? Okay. Sorry.
still.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
Philip Shepherd, he's not here yet. Ron Andruff.
Present.
Are the alternate? Do you know if Philip will be here?
I understood Philip would be here, but I haven't seen him.
You? Wolf Ulrich Knobben.
Yes.
Tony Holmes. I don't think he's arrived yet. Carlos Aguirre. Avery Doria.
Yes, she's here.
Here.
Mary Wong. Mary Wong hasn't come yet. Alain Béranger. Ray Fassett. Ray's on the line. Ray, can you hear us? Ray, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear.
Good. Bo Brendler. Jonathan Robinson. Jonathan. Okay. Krista Pepek.
Here.
And James Bladel.
Present.
Thank you.
And I think we have from the IPC, we have also people on the Adobe Connect.
We have Anna Eichmann from the IPC, and who else is there? No members. Okay. Thank you very much for holding.
Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
So may I ask to record the call? Is the recording prepared? Yes, thank you very much. I have sent out a small agenda for today, and I would like to ask people, is it okay with that agenda this morning, or do you have any additions? No, thank you. So let's start. On the last meeting, which took place two weeks ago, so we had at first the chair and vice chair election in between, and I'm very happy and I'm very thankful to all of you who to the one who stand for the vice chair and chair election at first, and thank you very much for electing me as your chair, and I would like to do my very best. Thank you as well that you elected Avery, and I think we will cooperate in the best way. Thank you. We have since that time had the membership of all constituencies and stakeholder groups in our group, and we were discussing last time the liaison question, which was not finished up today. It was a question whether we should or who should do, and whether we should establish a liaison to the council as it is recommended in the working group guidelines. So I think this question was discussed in that way. Okay, why shouldn't the chair be that liaison? There were arguments that it might be also good if the chair is not the one, because in my person, so I'm a counselor as well, that there should be another person well to be the liaison to that.
Sorry, that's me. I'm trying to get it off. Sorry.
Thank you. So this question is still open. So I wonder whether there is some comment from people here from the group to talk about this question, or whether we should see at first what could be our working program, and then see is it. Is that really a big question? Well, to think about a different person, well, to be to act as the liaison to the council. So, I personally would say, so as a chairman, as a chair, I would be prepared, well, to do so, because I see that that work to be more or less, well, to report to the council and to report back. Any ideas coming or comments from the council, rather than well to provide any let me say specific comments to what has been done in this group. But I'm still open. Well, if there are different opinions to that, and I see Avri, please.
Hi, thank you. This is Avri. I hesitate to make the first thing I say. A contradiction to the chair of a group I was just elected vice chair to. I had made this point before. One of the roles of the liaison that's been defined in a lot of the documents that we're going to be dealing with is that that liaison is in some sense a buffer against things going totally wrong in the group. In other words, if things go wrong, the liaison is the person that is appealed to say, is the chair making the correct assumption about the consensus, you know, of the group? Is the chair doing the right thing in making sure, chair or vice chair, doing the right thing in terms of treating everybody's views equally? So we did say, you know, when we previously had this conversation, that we're a small enough group and we can afford to be, you know, more informal about it. In, I guess I have a sense of eating our own dog food, and we're talking about, you know, a set of rules and structures that have put in that we are then going to be asked to deal with. And so I tend to think that even though you are on the council at the moment as the chair, and thus would be able to fulfill that portion of the liaison's role to be on the council and be available, I would still sort of caution us to really consider the other aspects of a liaison's role, which is the buffer against things going wrong in making that decision. Thanks. Not
you
that
thank
I think
you.
Anything's going to go wrong.
Yes. Ron, please.
Welcome, everyone. It's nice to kick the meeting off with a little discussion, and I, of course, Avri, I stand on the other side of that argument. But I think the issue here, and as was brought up and discussed in our first call, the SCI should be a body that is reviewing implementation work where it gets sticky on the other side. So our job really is to try to find solutions where something that was to be implemented isn't being implemented as was recommended by a working group or some other body. So when it comes to this idea of being a buffer, I think we are that buffer. Our job is to come back and rethink or try to find ways of solving the sticky things that happen in the implementation side. So my comment in the last call, and it remains the same, is that we should be a nimble body, we should be a light touch body, and so having our chair be the interlocutor between the and reporting effectively back to council, I think, makes more sense. Otherwise, we're going to be dividing up a lot of responsibilities for different people for, in my view, no reason. The chair is privy to everything that's going on, the vice chair is privy to everything that's going on, so there should be no reason why we need to add yet another individual with a title. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, too. Any other comments to that? Not yet. Thank you very much. So my suggestion would be, you know, well, to keep it practical. So that means, so I would say, okay, I take over this job, well, to report to the council and back as well in this sense. And in case, if such thing arises, like Avi was mentioning, so that we come to a deadlock, so then let's talk about really then, and we could talk about whether which person could really, the best one, well, to do so and to report that. And so let's keep it practical, then. Marika?
And this is Marika. And just to note as well, because there are three other council members actually part of the standing committee, so I agree with Wolf. I think if there are any issues, there are three other council members that have been part of the discussions and any issues that might have arisen, so we'd be able to give, I guess, the alternative voice if people feel that, indeed, you know, Wolf is not doing the appropriate job as council liaison.
Yes. Okay, thank you. We have to talk about another liaison or liaisons to other groups. From the last time, it was, I think, the additional idea, well, to ask ALAC as well, to send a liaison to this group. If there are any other ideas, so I would like to do that and to contact ALAC in order to send somebody. Is there any other idea with regards to other groups joining us here? I see none. So then let's go to the next point. That is just another formal one, statements of interest. You know, we have been the first group using this online sheet, this online process for providing a statement of interest. I personally did that, and it works fine for me, and I would like to ask whether other members have still provided until now, or still in the process of doing that, SOI, or do we have still problems with doing that? And in this case, I would like to ask Julie, do you have some experience? Is there still problems with providing SOIs online?
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. This is Julie Headland. So far, we have just three who have used the new system. We did have a few issues that we needed ironed out, and thanks to those of you who helped us work them out, in particular, Avery. So one issue, I think, that Ken Bauer has tried to adjust the form to address is that there is the option for you to restrict your editing rights to that page so that the person who enters the SOI is the only person who can edit that SOI. I think that's important for the integrity of the information. I think Ken has tried to adjust the form to help make it easier to make that selection or make it more obvious. So I urge you, if you have not tried using the form, to give it a try and to let us know what you think about it. It's not set in stone. The idea is that this particular group would help us to refine the form and improve it. So we're very, very interested in your comments.
Thank you, Julie. Jonathan?
All right, thanks, Wolf. Julie, just a quick point. I think I wasn't sure where I'd get my password from.
If now that you have told me, I'll let IT give you a password. Just for those of you who may not know, if you've already used wikis in GNSO, in particular the new Confluence wiki, would have a password, but those of you who may not have used the wikis would not have a password, and so you do need that. So if you go to log in and you don't have a password, just let me know and I'll get in touch with our information technology people and they'll assign one to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. So I also would like to encourage you, all the members, well, to to go to that wiki page, well, and start, well, inserting your SOI. It's very easy to handle, so so it helps a lot because it's formalized and it takes 5 minutes, well, to do so. So thank you very much. Well, okay, no question. Thanks. So now let's move to the main part of this session. It's about our working program. You remember from the charter of this group, so we have in the charter two blocks to be covered, or in how we should cover our work. So, and this is the one part is in a more reactive way, and that means we have a list of a set of recommendations which have been worked out throughout the improvements phase, the GNSO improvements phase, recommendations coming from these from the different working teams, and are going or are already under implementation. And so this is our basis for the work of this standing committee, well, to assess how these recommendations are effectively improved. And we have to discuss it, what it means effectively and how it is going to be implemented. So we have then in the charter said we should on the one hand work in a reactive manner. That means if problems come up, if issues come up from any group within the GNSO, they should refer to us, and then it should be discussed here in this group. That's the one thing. And on the other hand, there's a point to be made that is more to work more in an active way. That means preventively working before an issue may arise, or when we could see in a clear way that there is something provided which doesn't work, which may not work very well for the different working teams, that we pick it up then and then provide a solution for that. So these are the two points how we see our work to be done. And I would like to open the discussion with that. I have sent out some rough ideas from my point of view how we could work, and I would like well to is it on the Adobe? Yes, it's on the Adobe to start that and open the discussion and open the discussion for ideas with regards to this potential program. I see, let me just finish my introductory remarks. For the so-called review on request, that means for the reactive way to work, there was one idea last time. Shouldn't we formalize this way, how to react, so that everybody has a, let me say, sheet of paper or something where he or she could refer to and use it, so that it is done in a more formalized way and brought up to this committee. And the other thing is then so the more active part of this working program. Let's just start at first, before we go into the details, more generally. Do you see that in the same way? Are there different ways we have to see that? Let's start with the discussion. Are there any ideas, any comments so far? Something on the Adobe? No. Ron?
Thank you, Wolf. So I think just to make it clear, the SCI has no function effectively unless and until the GNSO Council flags an issue and comes to us. Is that correct? Is that your reading of the charter?
The charter, to my knowledge, if I recall correctly, so the charter says that an issue could be raised, let me say, in that way, and should be referred to the SCI. I wonder whether it's going to be sent through the council or not. So if the charter says that, so I'm not fully aware of that. Marika, could you help, please?
The charter actually says that an issue can be raised either by the genus or council or a group chartered by the genus or council. So that could be a working group or
Okay, that's
thank you. That answers it. So basically, it's a GNSO issue, or if there's a working group that is commissioned to do some work, and that working group comes back and has a problem, then we're coming. Thank you.
I don't have the charter in front of me, but didn't it also include sort of a notion of periodicity of certain reviews that would happen on a periodic basis?
Yes, it is. It's saying okay, we should. This active part we should review on a periodic basis, because but the periodicity is not defined not yet. So that's some point we should discuss in case we are going to do that way. Marika, please.
This is Marika. In relation to the submission of a request, the charter actually already outlines as well the information that would need to be submitted if a request is submitted by either the council or chartering group. And the questions that are requested to be completed is, first, which group do you represent? Two, to which rules or processes implemented by the OSC or PPSC do you refer? Three, please outline the problems. Four, what specific changes do you propose to address the identified problems? And five, do you have any additional suggestions for making the rules processes easier to administer?
Yes, thank you. So that's very clear. So know where our input is coming from. The question is, well, how to deal with that input on the one hand, and on the other hand, are we going well to produce, let me say, input by ourselves, or are we going to produce just the rules, how this input is going to be managed within that group. So that's what we should talk about today. Then let's first talk about this idea, well, to standardize the way how these issues are raised, so and how they are dealt with. It came to my mind so that we have the same thing discussed in the PDP working teams. You know, raising an issue is something which was discussed in the PDP working team and was recommended also how to deal with that and for a PDP. So we don't talk about PDPs here. We are talking about issues, any issues coming up with regards to the recommendations. And so I wonder whether we could pick up some elements from the ideas discussed in the PDP environment. And I put some points here on the paper provided. For example, it should be defined. It should be defined what does it mean, raising an issue? Who can raise an issue, but I think that was covered right now, so in the charter, and some elements to be covered. For example, the issue should be described, you know, what does it mean, the party should be clear, you know, who is raising an issue, and it should be outlined, if possible, how the GNSO, I say the GNSO is affected by the issue. Maybe there are others also affected by that, but more or less we are looking to recommendations from the GNSO. And the fourth point could be what may be the target if we modify or amend the existing situation, so which is touched by that issue. For example, what could be the improvement? Is it in a monetary way? Is it effectiveness? Is it something else? So those are the ideas I brought up. So, and I would like to open the floor for that. Mary, please. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Wolf. And thank you for putting this together. It's quite helpful in getting us started, given that we're starting operations without anything to review at this point, which might be a good thing. But it also makes our job a little harder. So my thought was that given what's already been outlined in the charter, and I recall that the discussion there was that it ranged from we didn't want just anybody to raise an issue because they felt a grievance, and we wanted some safeguards to prevent that, as well as to make sure that the issue being raised is really an issue that's within the purview of this group and the GNSO. So I thought those steps that we had in the charter was good in framing how it should be done. My suggestion, I think, is to, as we're starting out and, you know, mindful of experiences in other contexts where we really got bogged down by forms and details and process, my personal preference would be that we have a light touch on this point, at least as we're starting out, because I do think that the Charter provides enough guidelines, and as long as it's documented and the issue is raised with sufficient clarity, it's always open to us to ask for more details going back to the original person who raised it. So that would be my preference.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mary. So I understand that. So, and that's, it should be very, it should be kept on a low level of standardization. That means not well to talk too much about formal things here. But the only thing is of that, so that we in this group should be clear what is behind, who could come up, and what is target to deal with those things. So I think that's very helpful what you were saying, and we could put together on one sheet of paper those first points, and that's enough, so as a guideline for us. I just would like to refer to Ron, if I may, so because you came up with that idea. Is there any additions to that, what was said by Mary from your side?
I think Mary just captured it exactly right. It's a light touch, and it's just moving forward as and when we're needed. I think it's really important to make sure that we establish for ourselves a clear picture, and I think this is the difficulty, is that we don't know if it's fish or fowl. We don't know what we're looking at yet, but I think it's really critical that our job is really to try to sort the problem out when the problem arises. So I think we just have to be light on our feet and keep hands off, that we do not become this place, this arbiting group that gets its hands in everything. Rather, we show up very rarely. That's how I would hope to see it. Thank you.
Okay, Ron, and I see Carlos, please.
Yeah, thanks, Wolf. I agree with Mary and
Ron.
Sorry. I think we need a kind of checklist, no? A form with the details to have when you can raise an issue. So the clear form on raising an issue make the future of this issue was successful, I think.
Thank you, Carlos. And Marika, please.
It isn't, Rick. I'm wondering if it might be helpful to develop kind of a one-pager that could be used to communicate to the council as well as working groups on the process of approaching the SEI and what information needs to be provided when they approach the SEI, because I think for many it might be unfamiliar that this committee exists and what issues they can raise and how they should do it. So that might be a way of clearly outlining who's eligible to raise an issue, what issues they can raise, and how they should do it, and that might help getting the right information, also reaching out to those, making them aware that we exist and can help with those issues.
Okay, thank you, Marika. That's a good idea. So if you agree, I would take that job, so, and draft a paper for that in cooperation with you, with the staff, and then give it to your consideration, and then we could provide it for the council. Thank you. So let's go to the second point of the potential working program, the review on a periodic, the potential review on a periodic time scale. last time, we provided a list of these recommendations which are provided, which have different status at the time being with regards to their implementation. Some of them are already under implementation. Others, for example, the PDP recommendation, is still in the last stage of before implementation. That means it's just out for public comment again. And so we have different status, and we have to talk about how to deal with them. When those recommendations have reached a status at first that they are in scope of this group here, really in scope. So I would stress this point because it's very important. Well, that we are clear which recommendations are we really dealing with. So to make it clear, the question for me is, and I would like to open discussion on that, is whether we should take, for example, the PDP recommendations in our portfolio right now, already before it is, you know, formally finished, or should we start with recommendations only after they have been approved and after they have been started well to fully to be implemented? That's the first question I would like to discuss, and the pros and cons for that. And then let's talk about a potential prioritization of recommendations with regards to their implementation status. And then let's go step by step. So is there any idea with regards to that point I just made? With regard to the question, well, at what time, at what point those recommendations are we took in our scope, we take in our scope?
Yeah. This is Rick. I think you're specifically commenting on the PDP one. On that one, I think it makes more sense to wait until the board has approved and has been implemented, as there might be further changes before it gets to board approval, and it might not make sense to review something that isn't final yet. So that's specifically on the PDP one.
Mm-hmm. Other comments on that? One, please.
Wolf, you're referring to, if I understand you correctly, two elements. One, which Marika just addressed. There's a PDP process that Jeff was responsible, Jeff Newman's group, and that's now gone out for public comment, and so that's sort of in the works. And then there's the other discussion about when do we engage the trigger points that we kind of talked about the last call. Is that correct?
That's the next point. First, it's a point really for me where we put the line, you know, on between, you know, what's coming in to our group and what is dealt with really, you know. And I see, for example, the PDP recommendations are, you know, they will come in, you know, to that group as well. At least they are, I would say, they are ready, you know. I would say, you know, but it's in a formal way, it's just for public comment again, and there may be some comments, and the question is then, should we deal with those comments, or is it up to the other group, well, to deal with that?
This is Marika, to add something, because the charter itself says that we should review recommendations that have been provided and approved by the GNSO Council. So I think in the PDP case, indeed, when the comments come back on the PDP, the Council may make an assessment and, you know, whether any changes need to be made based on the comments, whether that's indeed the PDP work team, I think most likely, or whether the Standing Committee would be more appropriate maybe at a later date. But after that, it still needs to go to the Board. For the other recommendations, that wasn't necessary because they didn't, you know, relate to changes to the bylaws. But in the PDP case, it will need to move another step up before it's really finalized. So there's, I think, a second consideration there that, although the charter says once approved by the GNSO Council, in the sense of the PDP, it might make more sense to wait until it's approved by the board before you actually establish a schedule for reviewing it.
One, please, yeah.
Thank you, Marika. I think that really clarifies it for my side, that this has to go through its full process And that, as described by Marika, is quite clear. It's public comment, then the board approves, and then we would take it back up. But I think at this point it's still really in Jeff's bailiwick. He was the chair of that group, and until that's been resolved, I don't think there's much there for us to do. That's my personal opinion. Thank you.
Okay. I see no further comment on that, so we take this point. And then the question is... with regards to the other recommendations, for example, I bring it up. So we have from the further working group, the communications working group. So we have recommendations with regard to the toolkit, and we have communication with regard to website and others as well, which are under implementation. Then we have recommendations from the GCOT, the GNSO, whatever that means. I was a member of that, sorry. so they were dealing with the rules of procedures, and that's a thing, you know, we were discussing already some issues in the GNSO. And... then we have others, we have the working group guidelines from this working team as well, and others. So are there any preferences? Well, if we talk about periodic review, from your point, what you would say, okay, where we should start with, or should we at first discuss about the question itself, so should we review on a periodic time scale as it is set out in the charter, which means that we have to be a little bit proactive in doing that. So we have to work out a timeline which recommendations should be reviewed and in which context they should be reviewed, and under which criteria they should be reviewed. So that's a more general question, which was also discussed the last time, and it was not deeply discussed. You know, it was not fully discussed, I would say. So I would just bring it up again and ask for comments on that. Mary, please.
Just a very brief suggestion, and that's on the point of the groups who are about to wrap up their work. One way to do this, again, as an initial start without overburdening folks or processes, is to have some kind of indicator on the calendar for each group as they're wrapping up, to have a meeting with us to just talk through maybe some of the problems that they may have encountered during the process without necessarily doing anything else. I'm not sure how feasible that is, given, you know, the groups and the schedules, but it just seems to me that might be a quick way to alert us to possible issues that might be coming up.
Okay, Marika, please.
It isn't Marika. One of the challenges with that will be is that some of those groups have only worked very shortly under the new guidelines, because I mean the most relevant thing I think for most of the working group is the GNSO working group guidelines, and in the future the new PDP. So I think as most of them were actually already at their end phase of their work when the working group guidelines were adopted, I'm not sure how much they will be able to contribute to that, but they definitely would be able maybe to raise certain issues that they feel that were missing that could be part of any periodic review and saying, oh, well, is that actually covered in the new guidelines or new recommendations?
Right, and that's part of the reason why I think it would be difficult. So I think my suggestion was more intended for going forward when we have new working groups, which I presume we will, and it may be specifically for the groups that currently exist. There's some kind of different thing that we need to do with them. But going forward, I was wondering if as a practice for each working group that we set up, that we have a meeting with them towards the end, or at least we offer to have a meeting with them towards the end of their work.
Okay, that was, I think, in line with what Ron was raising last time, I think, and maybe you comment on that again.
Yeah, I support that, Mary. I think that that's probably a nice way forward. And if I go back and reflect on one of the issues that we had in the under the OSC working group, the OSC structure and the work team on process, there was the issue of proxy that the GNSO Council have wrestled with, and then it came back to the OSC again, and we had to do a lot of rethinking of that because there was a very small number of people on the work team. We didn't have the benefit of 25 heads around the table. We had about three or four of us. And therefore, when you're thinking through that process and discussing with staff what's the best way going forward, it took a long time to find our way there. So ultimately, what ended up happening is it got kicked back to OSC. OSC discussed it. It went back to staff. Staff came back. So it's been going on for some time. And had this body, the SCI, been available at that time, the work team might have been able to present this idea. And if it didn't quite sound right, then it could have been refined then rather than coming to GNSO and wasting many months of work. Not wasting, but basically taking up many more months of work. And I think that's probably a nice light touch and a good way to approach it, that we offered to a work team if they'd like to flag a couple of issues that they wrestled with, they could do it on a conference call with us. And at least we're aware of what that issue might be so we can start thinking about it in advance. That's a good way forward, in my view.
Yeah, thank you. So this is the idea about to approach those working teams. And I put it also on paper here. So if we look to the list of working teams we have at the time being, I was saying, so we have or the ones which have finished or almost finished the work. Nice to hear me. Thank you. So that we have the OSC, for example, which finished the work, and we have the PDP working team, which is has almost finished the work. Then I saw the IRTP and the Petner Group providing their final reports. So these may be groups we should refer to and talk to them. So to do that a little bit in a structured way, I would suggest, well, I will provide some ideas, well, how to do that, yeah? And so in which are the questions we will have, and if you have ideas, well, to put that, so we could exchange views and ideas on the list, and then maybe already for the next meeting, so we could invite the chairs of those groups or... at least the group from the OSC and maybe from the PDP working team, that because they are very familiar with those processes. If you have some additional ideas with regards to working groups, we could also invite the chair of the working group work team, so those chairs which have provided their those teams which have provided already their reports. And ask for ideas. Okay. So the one idea was, for example, for with regards to the working group guidelines, well, if also because all work teams are touched by these, by the implementation of those guidelines, to get some reflection on that. So how is it used, these guidelines, by those groups, for example, and what is their experience with those guidelines, and these questions could be raised as well. I wonder, for example, if there was another point, well, with regards to the toolkit, which is under implementation by staff, I wonder whether this is already in a status that we could deal with that and get some experience with the implementation of that. I think that should be referred to staff, for example, and ask staff, Rob and his team, who are preparing and implementing that, on whether this is in a status that we really could refer to constituencies and stakeholder groups in order to ask their experience with that. I wonder, for example,
our constituency, we don't have not yet any experience with that, but maybe others have already. So then their experience would be very helpful to know. So, with regards to the coming back to the question of the periodicity of reviewing, are there any ideas from your point of view? Do you see any points or at what stage we should go for a review for such recommendations? One point could be, for example, so we have an overall implementation of improvements within ICANN. You know, there is a structural implementation committee chaired by Ray Plosac. So they are supervising the overall implementation process where GENA is always one part of. And we were agreeing that we should also contact them with our working program to know from them what are their assessment criteria with regards to the improvement implementation. So that could be one point. So there is an overall schedule for that, and if I remember very well, coming also down from the overall schedule, that maybe within 3 or 4 years within ICANN that there is a kind of review circle. Should we lock to that circle, or do we have any priorities to immediately to come out to say, okay, this is a recommendation which we should start with immediately and go through that review process right now? Wondering whether there are ideas from your side, or do you see it more in that way? Okay, let's wait and see. Let me say it in that way. Let's wait and see what happens. So if somebody is going to cry and come up with items, so just to get a feeling on that is. What is your idea? Would be your preference on that? Or are maybe there are also people from outside, from other groups, they would say, okay, we have an instant problem, so just pick it up and deal with it right now. So there are, just to trigger that discussion a little bit. So last time I was going that way, which seemed to be a little bit formal, because I was saying, okay, if we would like to go that way, then we have to go more deeply into the details of the recommendation. So we have to know what is in the recommendation, and we have to ask, say, is that a point which could be of a problematic or not, and then review that. So I'm open for both ways to do so, but I would like to get a feeling of what people are thinking about that. To get a feeling of, let me say, of the kind of proactivity we should dealing with here. I understand. So it's the very first meeting here in Singapore, very early early morning. So I have also 4 o'clock in the morning right now in my brain. So it's not easy, to deal with such matters. But I comment on that.
Yeah, you've been working so hard to get a comment, so I figured I would try to get a comment. I would think that just looking around and at how inactive we are on the subject of proactivity would be a good indicator that we do not intend to be proactive.
Thank you, Avi. So, I wouldn't, show up with my in-proactivity, but So if you say that very clear, so I would say, okay, that's it for the time being. Then we would come up with deal with those things in a more reactive way at first. And we can change that also in future. So if, for example, there is from the council or other groups, there is more pressure coming on us well to deal with things, so that it could be done as well. Juan, please.
Thank you, Wolf. I think that it's wise that we put a SCI meeting on every ICANN agenda. Every time we meet, we should be getting together and at least just kind of looking at if there's anything on the horizon or if there's something that, you know, that we've heard in the hallways or, you know, through other dialogue with other colleagues that we can bring forward. But I think at this stage of the game, Avery's comment is quite well taken. There's not much for us to do at this stage, so I think rather than trying to cast something in stone that we're going to live by, let's kind of just play it by ear.
Comment, please.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea putting a meeting on every schedule. I think if we do, we should consider it, though, mostly as a come and tell us what worked and didn't work in the various groups you are in type of meeting to make sure that we haven't missed anything. I don't know that we actually need a meeting for the sake of meeting, but yes. But if it serves as a way to get people to come and comment on problems and perhaps even things that worked, if there are things that worked, that could be a good thing.
Okay. One comment from Mary, please.
I would, Marilyn Cade speaking, I would actually make this comment as the chair of the business constituency. I think it's a good idea for you to retain the meeting. I think, in fact, it's impossible to predict right now what kind of issues are going to be emerging over the next 3 to 6 months, depending on decisions that are taken at this particular ICANN meeting. And also because you can't predict what decisions might implicate GNSO and GNSO council activities driven by the ATRT. And once you lose a meeting slot, my experience is that you're going to find it very difficult to get it back because it'll be filled by something else.
Thank you very much. So I think that's a good point, well, so that we could come to an end right now. It's 10 o'clock, and the chair of the council as well. But also, there was a very last comment from Carlos. Sorry.
Short comment. Well, point, Marilyn and Ron, because it's a first meeting, like you said, Wolf. I think we need a kind of a checklist, I repeat, for our work. But our work also depends of the issue that we try. Maybe when we have some point to try it over the table, so we can define well how is our precisely work. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Thank you very much. And I think we come to an end right now, as I put that all together. And thank you very much for being here. And the meeting is closed and the recording should be cut. Thank you.